Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Bane by Brenda Jackson, a Harlequin Desire novel, performed by Sean Crisden. Prologue.
You wanted to see me, Dil?
Brisbane Westmoreland asked, walking into his eldest brother Dylan's home office. The scenic view out the window was that of Gemma Lake, the main waterway that ran through the rural part of Denver the locals referred to as Westmoreland Country. For Bane, this was home. This wasn't Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria, which meant he didn't have to worry about booby traps, enemies hiding behind trees and bushes, or the boat dock being wired with explosives set to go off the second someone stepped on it. Westmoreland Country was a place where he felt safe. All in all, he was glad to be back home. Thanksgiving dinner had ended hours ago, and keeping with family traditions, everyone had gathered outside for a game of snow volleyball. Now the females in the Westmoreland family had gathered in the sitting room to watch a holiday movie with the kids, and the men had gone upstairs for a card game.
Yes, come on in, Bane.
Bane stopped in front of Dylan's desk. He knew Dylan was studying him with that sharp eye of his, taking in every detail, and he could imagine what his brother was thinking. Bane was not the same habitual troublemaker who had left Westmoreland Country 5 years ago to make something of himself. Bane would be the first to admit that a lot in his life had changed. He was now military, through and through, both mentally as well as physically. Since graduating from the Naval Academy and becoming a Navy SEAL, he'd learned a lot, seen a lot, and done a lot, all in the name of the United States government.
I want to know how you're doing.